Here on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom, Amar Shmuel, Haidim Asa. So we're speaking about the influence, the impact of age on the eyes. So we talk about Dimas Ha'ayin, and these are tears that are caused by weeping, Ad Arbaim Shana Hadra, until the age of 40. They will return to the body. And mikan v'elech lo hadra. But once you reach the age of 80, then you're drying up the eyes. V'omer av Nachman hay kochala. And this is a kind of a kol. You know, we've spoken about different kinds of rouge, or in this case, an eye salve, S-A-L-V-E, otherwise known as kochla. We've had gemaras about how to concoct this kind of thing. And this is used, as we said, for a fuah for the eye. Back on Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph. Ad Arbaim Shonin Marvach, up until the age of 40, it is effective to help the vision. Mikan v'yelech, once you've hit the age of 40, afilu malya ke'avisna de'girdai, even if you would apply a very large quantity of this salve, that could fill up a weaver's beam, yamalias eno v'imeno al yidei mikol gadol, a very thick amount. Ukme mokim. The best you can hope for is that it will protect the eye from getting worse. But arvuche lo marvach, it's not going to improve the vision. So Michael Mashmalon, what is Rav Nachman coming to teach us when he says that it's as you know, as much as as you could fill a weaver's beam? The Gemara answers the Kama the alim mikochla tfei male, that the thicker the sav, the better it is for the eye. He says kol shamakchol ove yoser yoser moel la einayim. So this mikchol is a stick, and it was dipped into the sav and then dabbed onto the eye. So the thicker it is, the better it is for the eye. Now the Gemara brings a story about being careful about weeping and tearing that might harm the eye, dry up the eye. Rabbi Chanina Shchivale Barte, Nebuch, Rabbi Chanina lost a daughter, Lohavika Bochiale, and despite this, he didn't cry. Amrale de Bisu, so his wife says to him, Tanagolta afikas mi besa, mi besach. A chicken you have taken out of your house? In other words, is that all you lost? How come you're not crying? Why are you behaving as if you lost a chicken? And not your own daughter. Amalei Rav Chanina responded, Tarti. Should I have to suffer two tzoros? Tchola v'ivra? On the one hand, mourning and grief for the loss of a daughter, and on the same time, I have to suffer blindness and lose my eye, my sight, as a result of crying. So it seems that Rav Chanina was able to overcome what we would call the natural need for a person to cry, and he did it because of health. He wanted to be healthy. Now she, his wife, had used a very strong language, because she said, Tanagola Fikas, you know, Hotseisa, you know, you sent this chicken out of your house. What did she mean by that? And perhaps she was implying that the daughter died because of her father's sins. There are sins that are punishable with young children dying. That's the Gemara in Ksubis. It's also possible that she had in mind what we had in the Gemara a little bit earlier, that a person will suffer punishment because he did not cry over the loss of an Adam Kosher. That was the sugya about Chavola, if you remember. And I have proof to this, because look how callous your heart is, how cold, that you didn't cry over the loss of your daughter. It must be that you don't cry over the loss of an Adam Kosher, and therefore you were punished. Savar lo, Rabbi Chiya was of the opinion that ki hodiyam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Kitzrasa sheish demos hein sholosh yofos v'sholosh ros. There are six types of tears that go out of the eye, or six causes of crying, and in three out of six it's yofos, it's healthy for the eye, but three out of the six are harmful for the eye. Shel Ashan, someone who tears because he's getting smoke in his eye. Vishel Bechi, or the crying, the tears of mourning and grief. Here we're on the top of Kuf Nun Beis, Vishel Beis Akise, and we're talking about Bechi Dmos Hayotzos Kshimis Kashel Ipanot Strachov. He's having so much trouble in the bathroom to have a bowel movement, he comes to tears from it. Elu, these three are ros, they're harmful for the eye. However, tears shall sam, v'shal schok, v'shal peros, yafos liadam. Now the first category here of yafos is shel sam, which means that you put medicine into the eye, and as a result you tear. Those tears are healthy, they're brought out by the medicine. And then there's schok, you know, sometimes you laugh to the point to which you start crying from laughter, that's healthy. And peros means if you have a strong smell of, for example, chardal, mustard, it's a pungent smell, and you cry, or somebody cuts up an onion, you cry, those are yafos, those are healthy. Now the Gemara goes back to Shlomo Melech in Koheles, when he was speaking about old age and the decline in one's physical being. And it says there, again, back in Perek Yud Beis, in Koheles, Bayom Sheyazu'u Shomrei Abayis Vis'avzusu Anshe Choyel Ubatlu Tochonos Ki Meatu V'choshku Haros Be'arubos. In the day when the guards of the house will tremble, and the powerful men will stoop, and the grinders are idle because they are few, and the gazers through windows are dimmed. So Shlomo is comparing the aged human body to a house that's in ruins. Bayom Shiazuvu Shomrei Bias, in the day when the guards of the house will tremble. Elu Haksoim, which is Basar Hamusnayim, the meat of the flanks, Vatzlos of the ribs, the flesh, I should say, not meat. Anyway, these parts of the body protect the intestines, the kishkis, and the very life of a person is protected by this basar ksol and basar tzlos. And when you get to the older years, they start moving out of place, they get weak. This avsu anshe choyl, which means that the powerful men will stoop. Elu ashokayim. These are the legs. They're powerful men. They're able to support the entire body, but they get weak with old age. And ubatlu tochanos, the grinders are idle because they are few. Elu hashinayim. What are the grinders? The grinders are the teeth that grind the food, and they begin to fall out with old age. V'chashchu aros barubos, and the gazes through the windows are dimmed. Elu hainayim. These are the eyes that get weaker and weaker with old age, and one's vision becomes impaired. Now the Gemara is going to bring other things about the situation of the goof in its older age. Amale Kesar, the emperor, turns to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. My time alo oses lebe avidon. Why don't you show up at Be Avidon, which is a place where the tzdukim, those who were loyal to the tradition of the Chachmei Yisrael, would debate with the Baitusim about different psukim. Amalei Rav Yeshua said, metaphorically, Tur Taleg, Talag, Ahar Hismale Sheleg, the mountain is snow-capped, and that was a metaphor for his head, the hair on his head which had turned white. Sachruni Glidin, and around the mountain there is ice, and the nimshal here is that his mustache and his beard are also white. That's around, you know, around the in addition to the hair on his head. Kalboi lo novchin, my dogs are no longer crying out, means my voice is very weak, and people can hardly hear what I'm saying. So the mountain is snowy, the surrounding is ice, the dogs do not bark, and its grinders do not grind. In other words, my teeth are not grinding. And he's basically saying that he's weak and old, too weak and old to participate in these debates. He says, Kevin Shinasu Oznov Kfedos Yuchal Shmo Astiria Yoshim Rochok Mimenu. His ears are weak, his hearing is impaired, he won't be able to hear the people near him. Heimlo yuchlu lishmoa machmaso kolo shenechlash. They won't be able to hear him because his voice is so weak. Bei Rav Omri, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said about Rav Yeshua that he responded to the Kesar, Adlo avidna bochishna. That which has not been lost to me, I search for. Which means that because of my old age, I walk bent over, I shake, and I look like a person who is searching for a coin that he lost. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma Omer, Tava trei mitlos. Anyone who's better than, I mean, two is better than three. And 2 feet to walk on during your youth is better than three legs, if you would have such a thing, during zikna. Maybe he means the cane is like a third leg, but it's still weaker than 2 legs of a young person. Vailo lechada di ozla velo asya. Let's cry out, vai, which in modern Hebrew would be chaval, al zusho leches v'eina chozeres. It's talking about something that goes but cannot return. Mahi, what does he have in mind? Sho leches v'eina chozeres. What is it? Om Rav Chizda Yankusa. This is the youth. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came for it, Sota Bava Lomar, Yankusa Klila de Ravda, which means that the young men are similar to a crown of roses that have a beautiful smell. The Izu Ilu Sabusa, but on the contrary, the Zkanim, the older people, Klila Dechifa. The Zkanim are Dome Lemine Kam Shonim Sherecha Mos. Instead of being like the youth, like the roses, the older people are like nettles, a crown of nettles. And that means they have a foul smell like a nettle. So the young lead charmed lives, the old confront constant vexations. And he quotes him our Shah that Vered hu davar chashuv ach einu miskayim. The rose is a very important flower, but it doesn't last that long. And so too the period of youth, once it's gone, you can't turn the clock back. It's irreversible. But Chilfei, these are the Kamshunim. What is Kamshunim? Hamiskaimim Vyoser. These are a kind of a flower. He calls it nettles. I'm not sure what that means. And Ben Yoyada says that Rav Dimi is not praising the physical attributes of youth. He was really alluding to the schar, the tremendous schar that a person earns in his youth for resisting temptation. When he's older, the evil inclination doesn't have that much of a power over him. So the youth deserve tremendous amount of reward for resisting the invitation of the evil inclination. And an old person, again, is never feeble, his physical desires are weak, and it's less difficult to control those desires, and therefore he doesn't deserve that kind of reward. So the reward of the youth for overcoming all those challenges is 1,000 times greater than an older person who resists the temptations. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir. And now we have a brisa in the name of Rabbi Meir. Dok bibache v'tishkach b'nigre. He says, like a horse, kisus esa ochel b'sheinecha, which I guess means that the horse eats well. I know. Kasus doesn't mean like a horse, but means kisos. Kisos means miloshon, chewing or grinding. So grind the food with your teeth. and you could have plenty of food, but the tishtak bin nigre, and you'll find the food bipsiyasecha in your very footsteps, meaning it's going to give you a koach leleches biyeser kalus. It'll be easier to walk. Literally, it says, find the food in your steps. So what does that mean, find your food in your steps? That if you eat and chew your food and you facilitate digestion and you nourish your body, then you will feel the effect in the bounce of your walk. Shenemar, Poskin Yishayo. No, sorry, it's Yirmiyo. And it says, Benispa Lechem, we were satiated with bread. V'nia tovim v'ra lo ra'inu, and we lived well and saw no evil. Omale Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Shinina Shrei Sakoch V'ayil Lachmoch Ad Arben Shnin Mechlo Mali V'mikam V'elech Mishtei Mali. So because you ate to satiation, Nisbal Lechem, you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to worry that you'll feel weakness during your older years, your Yimei Zikna, and open your sack, right? Psach es sack shalcha, the aisle. Opening the sack is a metaphor for opening the mouth, and lachmucha, and bring food, meaning bread, into your mouth, and eat well while you're a youngster, because up until the age of 40, food, solid food, is more beneficial than liquids. But after 40, then liquids are more helpful than solids. Amale hahu gozoa. Gozoa was a tztuki that was actually a saris. He was castrated, l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and he tries to be maknid him. And he says to him, the fancy English word, by the way, for a gozah is a eunuch. Mehocha lekarchino kamahavi. What's the distance from here to Karchino? And Karchino is kereach. So the eunuch's question was a play on the word kereach, a bald man. And apparently Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was bald. So playing on the word kereach, he asked him, how far is it to kerichna? How far is it to Bald Town? Not sure if there is a place called Karichna at all. Karchina. Omole kimehocha legozanya. Like the distance it is from here to the eunuch. In other words, he hit him back on, you know, under the belt. And instead of using the word eunuch, he used the word gozanya, which is like ki'ilu, the name of a place. And goz, which is the root of this word, is to cut, which means to castrate. So Rabbi Yeshua had a play on words back to him, equally disparaging, alluding to the fact that the man was castrated. It's as far as it is from here to Eunuchville. Omalei Tztuki, the Tztuki says to him, this heretic, Barcha Karcha Biarba, a bald member of the flock, meaning of a goat, which is bald because he doesn't have wool like a sheep, is sold for 4 dinars. Okay, again, he's trying to undermine Rabbi Shimon Karcha because he is bald. Omalei, Rabbi Shur responds to the eunuch, Ikara Shlifa Bismanya, which means a castrated or emasculated member of the flock sells for 8. Right? Se. So we're talking about a lamb, Shebetzov Akurim Umenutakim, just like your Asaurus, can be bought at 8. I guess 8 dinarim. Chazia, the Tzdiki saw Rabbi Yeshua de los Sayim Masne, that he wasn't wearing shoes. Amale. So he says to him, Derochev al Sus Melech, he rides on a horse, is a king, Udeminale Berigloi, and who rides the Rochav al Chamor ben Chorin, he rides on a donkey as a free man, the Minole Berigle, a person who has shoes on his feet, is Bar Inish, he's a human being. To Loha Vloha, someone who has neither of these, in other words, he's not riding on a horse or on a donkey, nor does he have shoes on his feet. Like you don't have shoes on your feet, is the chafir ukvir tav mine. It's like one for whom a grave is dug and who is then buried is better off than he. Someone who's buried after he dies is better off than such a person. Omalei Rav Yeshua responds to the eunuch, Goza Goza, eunuch, Tlos Shamat. I heard 3 things from you, you're going to hear 3 things from me. Hadras Ponim Zokon, the countenance of a person, the glory of a person's countenance, is his beard. Simchas Halev is Isha, the joy of one's heart is a wife. And Nachlas Hashem Bonim, the heritage bestowed by God upon a person is his children. And this is all based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Hine Nachlas Hashem Bonim Schar Pri Abeten. And it's called a Nachla, based on a pasuk Vatar Vatelit Eskayim Vatomer Karnisi Ish Es Hashem, that Bonim are considered a Kinyan Lashem, because after their death, the children take over, so to speak, the place of their parents to serve their creator. And basically, Baruch HaMokom Shemanacha Miklum, blessed is the Creator that you don't have one of these 3. You don't have a beard, you don't have a wife, and you don't have children. Omar Le, so the Tzduki responds, Ikara Ikra Shlifa Tochacha. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Omar Le, Karcha Mitsuyana. You're bald, and you pick a fight with me, Mariva Basalaso Sisi? You're a quarrelsome, bald man. Amale, Ikara Shlifa Tochacha. You castrated, emasculated one, dare you offer provocation to me? Lakniteni Ulisvakechi mi Basa? It's basically Rabbi Yeshua is saying to him, I'm not being contentious, I'm just rebuking you for your insulting behavior. Here's another story. Omalo Rabbi Lirabi Omalo Rabbi Lirabi Shima ben Chalafta Mipnei Malo Hikbalta Panecha Baregel Hikbalnu Panecha Baregel. Why, Rav Shimon, did you not call upon us? No, I'm sorry. Mishneimama Hikbalnu. Why didn't we call upon you to be Makabel Panecha Beregel? Not sure. Anyway, Kiderech Shekbilu Avosai Liavosecha. And he's referring to the forefathers as Rav Shimon, who would be Mavakir Beregel Eitzel Avosov Shel Rebbe. Rebbe is Rav Yehuda Nasi, and his Avosov are Rav Shimon Gamliel. They were also Nasiim, and a Chacham would be Mavakir them in the regal. So why don't you follow the manner that your forefathers would visit or call upon my forefathers? Now, basically, I think what Rebbe is saying is, why didn't you visit me, just like for the festival, just like your forefathers would pay respects to my forefathers over the generations? So why didn't you visit me? And Rashi says, although he said it in a different way, he says, why did we not go visit you? But he really meant out of a sense of humility, but he was asking, why didn't you visit us? Omar Los, Rav Shimon responds that it's because of my old age. Sla'im, a sela is a stone. Nasu Gvoim, let's say it was a small stone, and now it's an old or a large stone. In other words, I used to be able to climb the small stones when I was young. Now that I'm old, these stones seem much too tall for me to climb on. And krovim nasuli rechokim, places that used to be, in my mind, close, but now they're distant. Mishtayim nasu shalosh. Instead of walking on 2 feet, now I have to walk on 3 feet, meaning I have to walk with a cane. Umesim shalom v'bayis batel. In other words, shalom bayis is a reference to an intimate relationship with one's wife, and my organ is, you know, doesn't allow me in this old age to have marital relations, so that if I leave my wife at home in order to pay you a visit, she'll become angry. and I can restore Shalom Bayis if I was young, but as an older person, I have no way of restoring marital harmony. The Gemara now continues in its explanation of the words of Shlomo Melech and Koheles regarding older age. And the pasuk there, again in Perek Yud Beis, says, V'sugru d'lasayim v'shuk, when the doors in the street are shut. And then it says, V'shval kol hatachanah v'yakum l'kol atzipor, v'yashachu kol benos hashir. The Gemara says, what's v'saguru, v'sugru d'lasayim v'shuk? And the doors of the marketplace are locked. Elu nekovav shel adam, and these are the orifices of a person's body, you know, for purposes of excrement and bowel movement and so forth. And they're considered like they open and close like doors, but in zikna, in older age, it's very difficult to open them. And then it says in the pasuk, "Bishval kol hatachana," with the sound of the grinding is low. In other words, the mill that grinds and usually makes a loud noise, but now it becomes weak and it doesn't make the noise that it used to make. Bishvil kur kravon she'eno tochen. The stomach does not grind well. It doesn't digest the food well. She'eno tochen u'ma'akel samozon karoi. And then it says, v'yakom l'kol hatzipar. And when rises at the voice of the bird, shafilu tzipar min haraso mishenos, even the chirping of a bird wakes up an older person from his sleep. In other words, an older person sleeps very lightly and any slight noise can awaken him. And then it says, v'yishachu kol benos hashir, and all the voices of song grow dim. Shafilu kol shorim v'sharos domos olav kishucha. Even the voices of male singers and female singers sound like a whisper. In other words, the hearing deteriorates. Now the Gemara quotes Barzilai Hagiladi as far as zikna. Now, keep in mind that David HaMelech had a son of Shalom who rebelled against him. He fled to Yerushalayim. He went to a place called Machanayim on the other side of the Yarden, and there were some good guys, Barzilai from Gilad, a number of other individuals. They provided David with his followers that were famished, food and supplies. Subsequently, Absalom was killed, the rebellion collapsed. And now David is making his way, Kishrotz David Ligmolo Tova, on the way back to Yerushalayim, Kishibarach Mipnei Absalom Bino Shemarad Bo. And he wants to reward Barzilai for his loyalty. So he invites Barzilai to Yerushalayim to live there as an honored pensioner of the king. And Barzilai declines because of his old age. And he says, Ben Shmonim Shana Nochi Ayom, I'm 80 years old today. Ha'eda Ben Tov L'ra, can I distinguish between good and bad? And this is all in Shmuel Bey's Perek Yud Tes. So the Gemara explains, Mikan shedaito shel zkenim mishtanos, semishkashim lahavchin bein tov l'ra. The senses of a person, I don't know if it means senses, but an elderly person undergo change in advanced old age, the rational faculties, even the faculty to distinguish between good and bad, between something that's sensible and something that's foolish, it deteriorates as a person advances to old age. It means that people become a little bit more feeble. And Barzilai refers to this kind of deterioration, and he bemoans the state of his health. And then the pasuk says, "Im yitam avdecha esasher ochel v'esasher eshte." Can your servant, referring to himself, taste what I eat and what I drink? No, I can't. And we can't. From this we derive that Sipsosam Shel Zkenim, the lips of the older people, Misraptos, which in Hebrew is called Misbakos, meaning they split, and therefore they cannot taste the taste of food. And then Barzilai continues by saying, in Eshma Od Kol Sharm Visharos, can I still hear the singing of male and the singer and singers and female singers? No. Mikanshas Neim Shel Zkenim Miskavdos. Right, this is very similar to what we saw before in Koheles, that the male singers, the female singers sound, those voices sound like a whisper, because the ears of the elderly become heavy and their hearing is impaired. Omar Rav, Barzilai Hagiladi Shekora Hava, he's a liar. In other words, it's not true that old age necessarily leads to such an extreme deterioration. Dahi Amsadavi Bei Rebbe, in Rebbe's household there was a maidservant, Bas Tishim V'Tartin Shnin, she was 92 years old, Bavistama Kidra, and she would check the taste of the tavshil and the kedera that she was cooking even during her old age. Whereas Barzilai Agiladi, who is only 80 years old, he tells David that he doesn't taste the taste of food. So Rav is being medayik from the language of Barzilai, that Barzilai was meant to say that people of his age bracket, their senses are impaired, as he experienced it. That's what Barzilai was saying. And therefore Rav came to the conclusion that he was a liar, because this story about the Shivcha of Rebbe contradicts him. Rav goes a step further, and he says, Barzilai Hagiladi Shatuf Bezima Hava, which means that he was steeped in immorality. And we call a Shatuf Bezima Zikna Kofetzis Olav. You know, if he spends his younger years in immorality, it's going to catch up with him, and old age comes upon him suddenly. And therefore, Barzilai's physical deterioration was not a result of his age. He got old prematurely. It was because of the kind of lifestyle that he lived. But he wasn't really lying. Tanya, we learned in a braisa again about the effects of old age, but how does it affect and impact on a Torah scholar as opposed to an ignoramus? Is Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi Omer Talmidei Chachamim Kol Zman Shemazkinim Chochma Nitvasefes Bahem? With regard to Torah scholars, the older they become, like old wine, the more their wisdom increases. Unlike an Amoritz, the Torah scholar, he rejects the life of indulgence and pleasures in this world. He devotes his time instead to the study of Torah. And not only will he gain reward in the world to come, but there's also an increase in his wisdom. And now Rabbi Shmuel is going to try to prove that from a pasuk in Iyov. He says in the note here, Kavanoso Bameshama Kol, when he says Kol Zman Shemazkinim, that although Nochon Adover Bein Shehazikna Himi Rov Yomim Ubein Shimachmas Rov Omel Vitorach or Rov Tsar Vitsoros. So he's, the word Mazkinim here is not limited to age and how many days have passed in his life, but it could be a result of being overworked with tircha or having too much tsar and tsaros in his life. But nevertheless, chochma nitfosefes bohem. Now sometimes the chacham might live a shorter life, but nevertheless he's giving up those extra years of his life for eternity. So the older he becomes, the more profitable is his choice, because it pays for him, I guess, to gain the reward in the world to come. That's if you assume that this is about Olam Haba. I didn't get that impression. So what's the pasuk in Iyov? B'yishishim chochma v'yorech yomim tvuna. In the aged is wisdom, and in the length of days, understanding. However, in conscious amoritz, the ignorant, kol zman shemazkinim, the older they get, tipshus nitvasefes bohem, they become even more and more foolish. Shenemar, as it says again in Iyov, meisir sofol in emonim v'tams kenim yikoch. He distorts the utterances of the trustworthy and takes reason away from the elders. So there seems to be a stira between the two psukim. The first one says that the old are wise. The second one states they're deprived of reason. So Rishmael reconciles this lechora stira by saying the first verse is a reference to Talmidei Chachamim who get older. The second to ignorance. Ignorant people who get older. Again, going back to Shlomo Melch in Koheles, and the pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis, "Gam." I'm reading the extra words that are not here in the printed text of the Gemara. "Gam migavoa yiru yirou v'chaschatim baderech v'yeonets." Hashoke v'istakel achogov v'sofer av Yona. So we're going to focus now on the first three words in this long pasuk that says, "Gam migavo yiro," even fear a height. Shafilu gavshushis, a very small mound on the ground, ktana. Domolov kahari horin. When he's old, it looks like a tall mountain. Because he's always afraid that he might trip and fall. Then the pasuk says, "Vatach vechas chatim baderech," which literally means terrors on the road. And b'shoshem halich baderech nasalo tevohim, he walks on the road, is full of anxieties. Again, he's always afraid that he might fall. I know people who don't even want to go outside. The older people, they stay inside. They're afraid of breaking a hip. V'yeonei tzashoke, the almond tree blossoms. And what is the almond tree a metaphor for? It's yotzei ashoked, Sheyotzi tzitzim boltim zu kliboses. That's the etzem ayerech, the hip. So it means that in old age one's bones begin to blossom, that means to protrude. The elderly person loses some of the body tissue that covers the bones. And then it says, v'yistabel hechogov, elu agovos, that these are the buttocks. She's kasha loses es agovov. For him to walk and carry his buttocks is already a heavy burden for him. And it means, basically, that an elderly person, because of his frailty, he says that, if you take this pasuk literally, even if a grasshopper alights upon him, he feels like a heavy burden. So parts of his body become burdensome to him. The sofer ha'evyona, and the avyona fails, zochemda. He's talking about the desire for a sexual relationship with a woman. During his older years, it wanes away. This desire wanes away. Shevyono yimiloshin tava, he says. Rav Kahana v'posik sidra, he was reading the parsha from the Mikra of Ksuvim, and he was reading Koheles and Kimotel Haikra. Now this is all in front of Rav. When Rav Kahana got to the verse Nogid, let's read the whole post about Tofer of Yonah, and then it says Nogid. I'm sorry. He got to the Tofer of Yonah. And at that point, he lets out a sigh. Nogid v'isnach, nenach v'nenach. Omar Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana said, again, Rav Kahana was reading, and Rav was the one who let out a long sigh. So that's nenach v'nenach Rav, Rav meaning the Amor Rav. Omar Rav Kahana says, Shema Mino, I see that Botolei Chemde de Rav. That Rav apparently had no longer a desire for Taivas Tashmish. Now, why was Rav sighing about that? And apparently because it makes it difficult for Shalom Bias, that he cannot have the marital harmony that comes from an intimate relationship, and he cannot ensure domestic tranquility. There's another interpretation here in the name of the Yavis, that he will not be able to mekayim the mitzvah period of a river. Omar of Kahana, my dechsiv, what does it mean in the pasuk in Tehillim? Ki hu amar vayehi zo isha. This is a reference for God, and it came to be is a reference to a woman, that mikoch zeras HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavalo Adam. In other words, it's only because of the divine decree, that means ki hu amar, that's a reference to an allusion to God's decree, that man has a desire for a woman. And then says in the pasuk, Hu tziva vayamod, elu habonim. And that explains why God declared or decreed that man should have a desire for a woman, so that he'll have children and the world will continue to exist. Tana, we learned in a braisa, ha'isha kechemas sak mole tsoa, upia mole dam, hakol rotzim achreo. In other words, the strange thing is that a woman is full of excretions, right? Her opening is full of dam, menstrual bleeding. And despite this all, a man has a desire. and everyone chases after a woman. He quotes here the Ben Yehoyada, who says, which I'm not sure I understand this, maybe you'll understand it, and he says that the idea of extremities, they are washed in bodily fluids. So you would think that with all these bodily fluids, a man would not want to seek relationship with a woman. So it's irrational. And the craving must have been ordained by God. And now we get to the next part of the pasuk. Ki olecha adam el beis olamo. A man goes to his eternal home. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Melamed shekol tzadik v'tzadik nosnim lo mador lefi chvodo. Which literally means that every righteous person is given lodgings befitting his eminence. And he says, Nosim lo began eden, mako megurim lefi chvodo. And that's what it means, al beis olamo. It doesn't say beis olam, but olamo, which refers to his home. Every individual dwells in a home that's befitting for his personal spiritual eminence. Mashal, what is this similar to? The Melech Shenichnas Hu Vavodav Le'ir, the king together with his servants enter into city Kshem Nichnasim. When they enter, Kulon Bishar Echad Nichnasim, all of them enter into one gate. Kishen Lonev, on the other hand, when they spend the night, each one is given lodgings in accordance with his eminence. And the same thing with Tzaddikim, they all die, basically one death for all, but as far as the place they're going to get in Gan Eden, that's going to be relative, each person in accordance with his level, his eminence. When a person departs, although every person departs basically in the same manner, but the souls enter the next world, maybe through the same gate, but they don't get retired to the same home. Each soul occupies a different level. Another statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, as far as Zikna and Misa is concerned, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai Dechsiv. Now we're going back to Kohelis, but this time, rewind to Perek Yud Aleph. Ki ayaldus v'shacharus hevel. It says childhood and youth are vanity. Dvarim shadam osa b'yalduso mashchirim panav lies ziknaso. Things that a man does in his youth, which it means marbe v'tashmish, is machshirin, they blacken his countenance in his old age. What it really means symbolically is that the averos, this is the riaf in the Ein Yaakov, averos sha'osa odom v'mei bachuso mevaishos oso b'ziknoso. Now again, Rashi says it's a reference to excessive marital relations, but we're taking it symbolically in a more generic sense, and it's referring to averos in general. So if he performs sins in his youth, that's going to cause him to cringe with shame when he recalls them in his old age. So you don't have to accept Rashi's pshat as the only pshat that the effects of excessive marital relations on his physical conditions, which are not evident in his youth, but they become evident when he reaches old age. You could say it's a symbolic reference to averos. The Omer of Yitzhak, kosher rimo lemes kidikiras machat bibsarachai. Worms are as painful to the dead as pins are to the flesh of the living. Now again, I don't know if you want to take this literally, but anyway, Shenemar Ach Besoro Olav Yichav. And the Pasuk says in Eov that his flesh will be pained over itself. And this is a reference to man after his death. Mashma shemargish ke'ev bibisoro. That he actually feels the pain in his basar. Now in the note, he quotes the Marsha, Baruch she'ein gufo shemes margish. Clearly you can't take this literally. The flesh of a dead doesn't feel anything. Ela kavonei shalin nafsho, for his soul kosher kisharoe binivulo shalaguf. His soul is well aware of the decomposition of his body. Umitzaeres al kach miod. And this you'll find in the Tosis Yontif on the Mishnayos. So the soul suffers pain, contemplating how the body is now being consumed like a piece of meat, like the worms crawl in. Omer of Chizda, Nafsho Shalodim Isabelis Olav Kol Shiva. In other words, the soul of a person is in a state of mourning after the death for 7 days following his death. Shenemar, how do we know from Eov? It says, V'nafsho olav te'obel. Now, that's not enough of a proof. I mean, it just says that the nefesh is olav te'obel, right? The soul is in mourning. And the second half of the pasuk says, right, says that the soul will mourn over itself. Ayas, uksiv, vayas. By Yosef, after the death of Yaakov, in Bereishis Nun, it says, vayas liovel, liovel, ovel shivas yomim. And that's going to prove that the ovel, which is mentioned by the nefesh, when it says nafsho olav tovel, that's the 7 days after its death. So again, the word ovel, or teval, should be compared with the word evel in the context of Yaakov, which explicitly says shivas yomim, that ovel is a period of 7 days. So when we say that the soul mourns over itself, it's a 7 day mourning period. And now we're going to have a story. And Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mes She'ein Menachamim, he says, Klobar She'ein Lo Krovim, a person dies and he leaves no relatives who are mourning over him, who would normally need consolation, so there are no mourners to consolate, to console. Is nevertheless, there will be Nicham Avelim. How is that so? Holchim Asor B'nei Odom V'yoshim V'mkoma. We set up an artificial, so to speak, man-made base Avel, comprised of 10 people who will sit in the place where, you know, the house where the mess lived for 7 days. And people will come by to be Menachem then. And the Gemara tells the following story. Ahu Dishachiv B'shivivusa, a person died in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda, V'lohoyo lo Menachemim. There were no mourners to sit Shiva. Now we're going to turn to Kufnun Beis Amud Beis. And Kol Yoma Havidavar Havidvar Rabbi Yehuda Be'asara. Rabbi Yehuda would bring a group of 10 men, the Yasvei Beduchte. So when it says Daver or Davar, it means Rabbi Yehuda would speak to 10 people and gather them together to have a minyan of 10 people, Yasvei, and sit in the mourner's place, meaning in the place of the Niftar, where he died. Liachar Shivis Yomim, and after 7 days passed, Ischazile Bechilme de Rabbi Yehuda, the Niftar appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. The Amarle, and he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Tanuach datcha sheinachtas dat. In other words, let your mind be at ease because you have set my mind at ease. Probably gave him a bracha that mida keneged mida, he should experience hanochas hadas, just like I experienced following my death, hanochas hadas. Omar Rabbi Avo, kol sha'omrim b'fnei ames, anything that's spoken about in the presence of the dead, in other words, the corpse is there, yodea. In other words, the neshama somehow knows what's being said. Ashi sase magolel, until stimas hagolel, until burial. Burial halachically means that when the body is lowered into the ground and there's a level, a top level of covering over the body, that's called stimas hagolel. And then the dead is considered burial. Pligi ba, and about this point, there's a controversy between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Berebi. Chad Amar, according to one opinion, the mess is aware of what's being said, ad shi yistei yisase magolel, like Rabbi Avo said before, v'chad Amar, ad shi yisakel habasar v'kever, until the corpse, the flesh, decomposes in the grave, which is obviously much, much later. The Gemara explains, man di Amar ad shi yisakel habasar. From whence did he derive that conclusion that until the decomposition of the flesh, tuchsiv, it says about a person after his death in Eov Ach Besoro Olav Yicha V'Nafsho Olav Telabel, possibly that we quoted earlier, the flesh will be pained over its demise, the soul shall mourn itself. And this verse is implying that as long as the flesh remains on the corpse, the soul of the deceased continues to mourn its death, indicating that until the corpse actually decomposes, the soul is still somehow connected to the body, and therefore it has some sort of cognizance of what's going on around it. However, man di omer ad shisase magolel, dechsiv, he derives it from a different pasuk in Koheles, again in Perek Yud Beis, v'yashov ha'far al ha'aretz kishaya v'ruach Toshav Elokim Asher Nisana, that Miyad Shigufa Adam, the dust shall return to the earth as it was, the Spirit of God who gave it. That Miyad Shigufa Adam, which is Ofar Shavla Aretz, immediately when it goes back to the ground, from which it was taken at the time of the creation of man, meaning from the time of Kvura, is Rucho Ozeves, his spirit, so to speak, leaves, departs, and goes back to Almighty God, and therefore it no longer has the ability, the Shema, to hear what's going on in this world. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, based again on a pasuk in that chapter of Koheles, V'aruach tashuv elokim asher nesana, the spirit returns to God who gave it. Now why do you have to add the words Asher Nisana, who gave it? And from that we're going to derive from the Yitur Alosh and Asher Nisana the following drasha. Tnola, we say to a person, please return Toshiv L'Hashem Es Nishmasko V'Chazara Kimoshe Nisana Lach. In other words, just like the Borei Olam gave you a neshama, betara, in a state of purity, afatah, when you now return your soul, your neshama to Hashem, when you leave this world, betara, it should be in purity, in the state that he, like similar to the state, he gave it to you. And basically it means, asher lo nasal ashav nafshi, as David Amel says, in other words, don't waste away your nefesh. God wants the nefesh to be at least as good as when he gave it to you, if not better than that. Moshal amad over dom, lemelech bos over dom, shechilek bigdei malchus la'avodov, a human king who distributed royal clothing or apparel to his servants, and pikhim shebehem kiplo v'nicham bekufsa, the smart ones folded up the clothes, meaning they took good care of it, they packed them in a box for safekeeping. But the tipshim, those who are stupid is b'ahem holchu ve'asu mehem melacha. They use these beautiful royal garments for their work. And liyamim, and with the passage of time, b'keish hamelech es kelev, he wanted his begadim back in return. His pikum shemech zirim lok shem megu hotzen. And the smart ones were able to give them back when they were absolutely cleaned and laundered and ironed, pressed, because they had taken good care of it. But tipshin shvemech zirim lo k'shem meluch lochem, they gave it back because the meluch that they did, and they were soiled. Somach hamelch lekras pikim, v'kas lekras tipshim. The king greeted, so to speak, the righteous ones, the smart ones, with happiness, but the foolish ones with anger. Al pikim omar, regarding the smart ones, he said, Inasu kele liotze. Take their clothing that they returned to me and place them directly in my chest. And their royal stature has not diminished at all, because they're in the same exact state as one I gave it to them. Now the royal chest here is a nimshal for the place where the souls of the righteous repose. Heim yelchu lebatam l'shalom, and therefore the righteous, meaning the wise people, could go back to their homes in peace. V'atipshim amar, he declared with regard to the foolish ones, kela yinosu l'kovetz, let's take these garments back, which I entrusted in them, and give it to the laundry, because right now they're unfit for royalty. V'heim yischavshu bebeis asurim, and these servants themselves should be locked up in a prison because of their irresponsible behavior. Alfa Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Nimshal, Al Gufa Shel Tzadikim Omer, with regard to the righteous ones and their bodies, Yovel Shalom Yanuchal Mishkavosam, right, let them return. This is actually a Pasuk in Yeshayahu Novi, that a tzaddik, if this p'tiri, goes back to Avosa B'Sholom. And the souls of the righteous, he says, may the soul of my master be bound with the bundle of life. Hoysa nefesh adoni tzrura b'tzrora chayim. This is as far as the neshama goes. And that's a pasuk in Shmuel. And this is the Brach of Avigail to David. And in the Nimshal, the Nefashas Tzadikim Gnuzos Yachar Mosom Tachas Kisei HaKavod, like the big day pikrim that I put into the Otsar. That's where the Neshamos, the Nefashas of the Tzadikim, are hidden back in the Otsar. And that's with respect to Tzadikim after the Ptira. Then their guf is shochev b'kever b'mnucha, like those avodim pikrim that were sent back home in peace. But al gufam shal rishoyim u'omer, the Poskin Yeshayah speaks about the bodies of the rishoyim, ein shalom amar Hashem l'rishoyim. They're not going to go in peace. Just like the avodim, the tipshim, were locked up in a jail because they didn't take care of the royal apparel. V'al nishmasam u'omer, and if we go back to the blessing of Avigail to David in Sefer Shmuel, and here we have a symbolic reference to the neshama, it says, V'yeis nefesh oivecha, and the soul of the enemies is yikal eno betoch Kaf Hakola. God slings it from the hollow of a sling. Shahaya Ritzua Shenosnim Esa Evan Litocha. So this is the sling, and the stone is put into the sling, Kadei Lakala, so that he'll shoot at the aim at it and reach his target. And it looks like a kaf. Right? The bow is stretched in a way that it looks sort of round. It's a mashal yisurei geherem shoshoim nitzrafim sham kifisha bigdei atipshim nosnu l'kovetz kedei l'labno. So there's like a lot of pressure on the bow, which is kaf hakola, and that's going to be symbolic of the suffering of the evildoers in Gehenna, in a cathartic system of being whatever, burnt by fire, whatever it is that goes on in Gehenna. And that is a nimshal to the mushal of the big day tipshim that were given to the koves in order to clean them. All right, this is where we're going to stop for today. Tanya on Kufnun Beis Amid Beis, and we're in the wide lines, and we're on the first of the wide lines. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer on Kufnun Beis Amid Beis, the first of the wide lines. That's where we have to pick it up tomorrow.